Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, I just got a question for those that were listening to the first hour. Man, I think Ramon was just way out there.
Yeah, he's
radical.
An extremist.
Let me ask you something, friends. You're listening first and foremost to the voice of the younger generation. Let me tell you what Riot is, just for the older generation who doesn't quite understand yet. Riot is the voice of the unheard. Is that what you want the streets of America and America to be filled with, Riot? Well, then, if not, then you probably better start listening to guys like Ramon, because they have a future. And they have a future, and they want to hope with that future. And they want posterity just the way that you have it. And what's happening for the younger generation, me being at the top of that younger generation, we don't have anybody out there standing up for us.
That's right.
So what are we supposed to do? I'll tell you what we do. We go back to our Heavenly Father first and foremost. We see what He has to say. Then we begin to identify what's going on in our country. Then what we do is we see the Constitution that was given unto us by 56 signers. And then what we do is we use a little common sense and we pay attention to what our forefathers said and Scripture. Go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, and then we look at the inscripted quotes on the walls of the Library of Congress, which says, study the past. Radical. No. Brother Ramon, he's right on line. You know, my Bible tells me we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. And I'm proud to know that there's younger people out there standing up doing the same thing and fighting for the same cause that we are. Because this is all over the country, friends. And it's not just in America, either. It's 52 other countries as well. Martin Luther Jr., Mr. King, Michael King is really what his name was, Martin Luther King Jr., he said, I must admit that I was initially disappointed being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being considered an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist when he said, this nation cannot survive half slave and half free? Was Thomas Jefferson not an extremist when he said, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. Will we be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? Well, as for me and my friends, we'll be extremists for the cause of justice, because we see over the last 6 decades what the older generations have dropped. The ball, in every sense of the word. Folks, apathy is apathy, and the two work hand in hand. They're the same, really. Evil wills it. Apathy allows it. Evil hates the innocent and the defenseless most of all. Apathy doesn't care as long as it's not personally inconvenienced. True that.
Wow, look at that.
Put your money where your mouth is, friends.
So then what's evil's greatest strength? It's apathy.
Yes. Oh, one more point I wanted to make with my friend Ramon out in Florida is what he was saying was exactly true. Florida House and Senate budget leaders have awarded Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw $1 million for a new violence. Listen carefully. A new violence prevention unit aimed at preventing tragedies like in Newton, Connecticut, and Aurora, Colorado, from occurring on his turf.
So how does he do that?
Well, what he needs to do is he needs to go back to Aurora and Connecticut and get the facts before he starts stepping out and asking for promotion from his pimp in the White House.
How much money did he get for that?
$1 million.
$1 million.
Someone needs to follow the money trail there, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I was to get that $1 million, what I would do is I would educate my citizenry. I would offer free conceal carry courses for them to take. You know, and each person who gets their course, you know, pay $100 to do it. That's fine. But that's what I would do with that money.
Well, I would check into the facts, though, in Aurora and in Connecticut.
There.
I mean, I think that's pretty important.
Yep.
And see who's responsible for those crimes before jumping the gun. Because you don't want to embarrass yourself, and you definitely don't want to embarrass the Obama administration again and again.
No.
I mean, because then the conservatives will have something to mock him over.
That's true.
Yeah.
And those conservatives will keep selling books.
Bradshaw plans to use the extra $1 million to launch prevention intervention units featuring specially trained deputies, mental health professionals. This is dangerous, friends, and caseworkers.
The teams
will respond to citizen phone calls to a 24-hour hotline with a knock on the door and a referral to services if needed. They want you to turn people in don't agree with this administration. The goal will be avoiding crime, he said. But no, that's not at all what it's about. They're already committing the crime, friends. Mm-hmm. And making sure law enforcement knows about potential powder kegs before tragedies occur. Really? Bradshaw said, but the earmark, which is a one-time-only funding provision, provoked a debate Monday among mental health advocates and providers about the balance between civil liberties, privacy, and protecting the public. Friends, this cop was actually broadcasting to a citizenry that if you know of anybody that hates the government, that you're supposed to call us and we're going to go deal with them. No. I don't know anybody that hates government. I think I do know a whole lot of people that are sick and tired of those that are there and appointed to represent the American people that are not being ruled by their own oath when they said that they'd swore up to uphold the Constitution of the United States. Therein lies the problem.
Those are the criminals in government.
What did our forefathers tell us? Obedience to God is resistance to tyranny?
Yep.
Yeah, see, now what they're trying to do is convince you the other way.
Jake, if you resist tyranny, that's obedience to God. Well, two things. Criminals in government is what people hate. People hate criminals. And government should hate criminals. The only people that hate government are criminals. And here's what I want to say to that.
Isn't that interesting?
Government may be criminals. I mean, Jefferson said this.
No.
It's not revolutionary. This is the bloodiest century in the past century. It's the bloodiest century ever. Why? Is it because, the radical religious institutions were chopping everybody's heads off? It wasn't even Al-Qaeda. You couldn't even blame Islam for the last 100 years of violence. You blame governments for it.
That's right.
How many millions of people were destroyed and killed? It was because of governments.
I know how we can bring resolve. Listen, if Obama's got a problem with this guy over in Iran, he's got a problem with the guy over in Israel, throw
them
all in a ring, man. WFW, right? UFW, I'm sorry. Yeah. Let them go at it for themselves. But you know what? People, innocent people have to die because of their politics.
That's right.
And that's the sick part about it.
Yep, and apathy, too. Another thing,
but the difference between America and any other government, friends, is we're to be ruled and restrained unto our... We're to govern ourselves.
That's right.
We're going to either be ruled by God in the Bible, or we're going to be ruled by the bayonets. There's no in-between, said Robert Winthrop.
That's right. It's like, you know, people in other countries, and I made the point at the beginning, I think, of last segment. America chooses its government. So when that was really fast.
That's too fast.
Really
Johnny.
Quick to this cop down there. When he gets into prevention, because now he's going to be dealing with mental health. See, this is the problem. When law enforcement or government tries to get into the
diagnoses it, friends.
In fact, when they try to get into the prevention business, that's free enterprise, that's church, that's nonprofits, that's religious institutions that deal with prevention. Listen, the only time government intercedes is when a crime has been committed.
So
they prevent.
So wait a second. So I want a bunch of burnt hippies that are still high on PCP from the 50s and 60s to diagnose me or somebody I know.
So they can give you a pill. It's just like PCP.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Be right back. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Y'all got the wrong attitude about who God is. God is a militant God. He ain't no plaything. He's not no little God that just let the devil do what he wanted to do. Jesus was radical. He was bad. Hey, he's a militant God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He says, "Follow and take it by force."
Amen. Matthew 11:12.
When are you going to pick up your weapon?
Hallelujah.
You're not going to be able to succeed in life just being a little sissy and a little passive Christian.
Well.
Hallelujah. The church has no business being sissy. The church has no business being weak. He said, after the Holy Ghost come, ye shall have power.
Amen. Hebrews 4:10.
Hallelujah. We ain't letting our children die and go to hell while we sitting up in the church.
That's right.
Oh, good.
But the church is guilty.
And you know what? This church is going to give them the truth. And we are having church. And we're having church 6 days a week, friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we praise God for the opportunity to do just that. When you know who we are and what we do and where we came from, if God can do it with me and Jake, he can do it with anybody else, friends. Rest assured. Rest assured.
I think that brings up a really good point, too, that we just sent out a newsletter, an email. Because I'll tell you what, it reminded me when I first became a Christian. I grew up more in the traditional route, Catholic. Didn't read my Bible, didn't really care one way or another. But as I went into the black churches and stuff like that, I got a hold of this little, it was a little white booklet, and it was actually Bradley's testimonial book.
Yeah.
And it was about all the miracles in his life where the living God interceded. We've turned that into now one of the DC Comics artists, his name's Danny Bulinati, became a Christian, said, "I want to do something good with my gifts." He's a Filipino artist. So he teamed up with Bradley and did this comic book, and it's the life story of Bradley Dean and all of the miracles of how God turned this life around, this fatherless kid's life around. We sent out an email on it this week. They're normally $20. We marked them down to $10 for everybody. But you got to get this book because it brings me back to that point in time and say, no, God is alive forevermore.
Amen.
And he is more than willing and able to turn things around, not only in your life, but there first, yes, when you take that personal responsibility, but then in your country. See where all the miracles started, folks. It's an awesome comic book. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and you can find that. We're putting it up there right now. There's an ad for it. Just click on it. Get that comic book. Share it with as many people as you know. Because I'll tell you what, when I first got into Christianity, I needed to see the power of Christ, and I saw it demonstrated in that testimonial book. I think I read it a couple times. Just because it was there and the Spirit of God was there. So I encourage you again on that comic book. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Get the comic book, My War. It's the life story of Bradley Dean and his testimony.
Cool. Friends, if you'd like to jump online, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. And friends, if you'd like to jump on Facebook and be my friend, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Psalm 9:16, the Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Let me put that into perspective. So the wicked is ensnared, or they're snared in the work of their own hands. You know who they are. They tell on themselves 24/7. They're continuously breaking the law,
yep,
constantly by using their propaganda ministers. You know who they are, the Bloombergs of the world, the Obama administration, the Eric Holders of the world. You've seen their crimes committed against we, the people, right, that they serve. They're snared, friends. They're busted. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executes. Teach the inhabitants of the earth, Lord, righteousness by bringing forth public judgments. I hear this, another thing I hear quite a bit. Oh, the Lord knows how to deal with these people. Yes, he does, but he's not independent of you, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
He created man for his purposes. The Bible says that he's appointed us to be about the work of his hands as he orders our steps and establishes our thoughts. The very habitation of God is clouds and darkness, righteousness and judgment of the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. We've got the light. We see the darkness. And we see it 24/7. Hey, listen, even over the top of the heads of his little propaganda ministers, the state-run media. People all across the country through the internet, friends, are setting up systems of communication, not to be dealt with, but to deal with crime. The outlets are there. The WNDs of the world are there. The Right Side News of the world are there. The Freedom Outposts are there. The Brenner Briefs are there.
Western journalism.
Are there.
American thinker.
They're there telling you what you need to know, friends. And it is that important for you to know. There's people. Listen, we are linked up across this nation, friends, and across the seas with people that want justice. I want justice. I want to know the God of Moses. I want to know the God of David. I want to know the God of Gideon, who dealt with his oppressors as one man when the Lord said to him, go this, thou man, thy mighty man of valor, in thy strength. Go. He said the same thing to Moses, the meekest man alive that went to confront the Pharaoh of the world. The meekest man alive, just him and his bro.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, hey, Aaron, let's go deal with this guy.
Can you handle it?
Right? How's this going to work out, Lord? Doesn't matter. Just do as I told you to do. And I want to show you how strong I can make myself on your behalf. Well, because Scripture tells us that.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have Jesus in the New Testament saying, greater works will you do than I did. And then I see in Scriptures where it says, God is also bearing witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. And then I go to Thessalonians, and this comes to my aid. You know, that they might know what sort of men you are and we are, with strong confidence and much assurance, receiving the word of God in much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Ghost, that their faith stands not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. That's how he's glorified. But God's not going to be glorified, and you're not going to see the power of God if you don't bear your cross. And as Martin Luther rightly said, where there's real faith, there the cross is laid. And that mighty man of God, that prophet of God, that apostolic prophet, Martin Luther, the Reformer, love him or hate him, I'm talking about the righteousness of God in his life. He's the one that said, Lord, if I'm under the blood, strike. He knew the word of God, friends. He knew the Word of God, and we need to know the Word of God in such a fashion. Because I don't want to just talk about John Wesley, right. God bless him. He's a cloud of witness. Friends, he's one of them up there, is a cloud of witness. I don't want to talk about Spurgeon. the man without error in Jesus Christ, the Prince of Preachers. I don't want to just talk about George Whitefield, a great awakening preacher, or Jonathan Edwards, or Charles Finney, or even our forefathers. Yes, praise God for them. They were set forth as examples and were to follow in their footsteps, friends. Hebrews 13. It goes a much further than just knowing and having the information. Hey, listen, friends, knowledge puffeth up, but love and charity edifieth. And this is a labor of love and a work of faith. And the Lord comes back into my aid again and says, remind the church that, listen, you're crucified through weakness, but you live by the power of God unto salvation. And those that understand the cross, let me tell you something, your enemies know the power of God. Ooh. Those that know the power of the cross, your enemies are going to understand spoiling principalities and powers. They're going to understand the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said to the church, America, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
We have a church today.
No, we are, dude.
This
and I'm
is
just
the
going
real
with the
deal.
Flow. Amen.
The Lord, I was just thinking about, the Lord is known by the judgments with which he execute. The Lord is not known by your praise and worship song. The Lord is not known by your Jesus pins. The Lord is not known by your growing congregation, your learned preacher, your new Bible cover, your new building, your new seminary school. The Lord is known. Now, those are means to what? To judgment, so that God can be glorified and known.
But see where the church has missed it, Jake? Keep in mind, they think that their identity is found in their riches, their silver and their gold.
Yeah.
Just like the children of Israel meant to find their identity in the golden calf.
Yeah.
What you just identified is the golden calf. And by the way, it was Aaron that built the golden calf at the will of the people.
Yep.
I'm not here.
And at who they were following
the
world.
And Jake's
not
here to appease the conscience of men that aren't repentant for their sin. As my pastor said, Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, who's in heaven now, God never sent a man that doesn't first trouble consciences. He never does. And until your conscience is troubled, you have no reason to repent. And once the Holy Ghost comes in and convicts of sin, righteousness, and judgment, then you begin to understand that he's at work showing mercy, only to bring forth a godly repentance, amen, that you might find your faith in the Son of the Most High God. Amen.
Amen. Good segment.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Or Bradley Dean, double E. Be right back again, friends. 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at Exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's Exposed123.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hey friends, listen to this one. This is John Galsworthy. Justice is a machine that when someone has once given it to the starting push, rolls on of itself. A man, scripture comes to my mind, Amos. Brother Amos, that prophet, that wasn't a son of a prophet. He was a Rohi prophet. He said, let justice run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. It reminds me of what David said when he said, Lord, break forth upon my enemies as a dam breaketh forth.
Start that
man,
break.
That little young punk who didn't know any better was handpicked by God, and he stood up to the face of the Goliath, and God gave him the victory. Why? Mm-hmm. Because he knew that he couldn't fail. Mm-hmm. He didn't know that he couldn't get the job done. Yep. That's why God picked him. And God said, this is a man that's after my own heart. This man will I use, but he trained him up in the, what did he do? He trained him up out in the field as he was tending the sheep. He dealt with the lion, and then he dealt with the bear, and then all of a sudden here comes Goliath. Yeah, there's a training period for the church, friends, and it's called spiritual warfare. And if you don't understand it, then you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Put your banner waving down for a second.
Yeah,
and
get your what would
war.
Jesus do
yep.
bracelet
take that off
and
for a minute.
It's not what would Jesus do, it's what did Jesus do. Okay, and what is he doing?
That's right, because he's alive forevermore.
Amen. Amen. Justice is a machine that when someone has it once given, it the starting push, rolls on of itself. I say that's the movement America starts with. I just was online. Someone posted something. There's a Facebook out there. It's pretty cool stuff. Get ready to take back America. I guarantee you they're under the age of 50 years old. Guarantee it.
Yeah.
You know what the people 50 and older are doing? They're still talking about Tebow, and they're still talking about, I guess, if this would have been Tim Tebow coming out saying he was gay, I'll tell you what, he's got a starting lineup on the NFL, says the conservatives.
Because
best.
That's so important right now.
Yeah, well, no, that's all they can do. You never know. Have you ever noticed they never talk about being resolved? Mm. Never bring about resolve. They just talk about how bad the administration is. It shows you what they're missing. They're clouds without rain, friends. There's no pith, there's no marrow, there's no spirit of overcoming whatsoever. They just know how to point the finger. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, he's a bad man, he's a bad man. It's like someone trying to break into my house and daddy's sitting there watching his family about to be victimized saying, oh, it's a bad man, and they're all looking at me like, well, daddy, are you going to deal with him? And I stand in the corner and say, oh, no, he's a bad man, he's a bad... This is the best that America has.
If Tim Tebow, I'll tell you what, if he'd have came on and he'd have been gay, you know what? They'd have offered him a starting position on the NFL. Oh, man, we thank you for your courage, bro. Yeah. Thank you for looking out. We appreciate you. We really do. I'd like to have an opportunity to talk to the professed church in America, and I've been given opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. And I'm faithful to every single one of the opportunities that God has given to me. And I make sure before I leave that their blood is off my hands, friends. I show them their responsibility. I show them how they failed in their responsibility. And you know what? If they're truly sorry for what they have left undone, you know what the fruits of repentance are going to bring forth? Fruits of repentance.
Fruits.
You're going to go out there and deal with the issues that you left undone. Mm-hmm. Now they think for some reason they got a pass because of the pastor. That's responsible for what we're dealing with today too as well. For some reason, he's got the right answer when he says, oh, don't worry about it, you're still saved.
That's right, let's pray.
And yet he has no business telling anybody they're saved. The Spirit of God should tell you you're saved.
That's right. Unless you've fallen into this method of business of turning out sheep for Jesus, right?
Right, right. And when in fact,
Jesus,
they're goats.
Sheep, they're sheep.
I mean, just kind of pet their little foreheads and you get the horns real quick.
Same. Oh,
you do.
Don't forget about them horns. Man. As a matter of fact, the end of May, you're talking about this. This gospel is going throughout the country. At the end of May, Memorial Day, they're doing a special on Truth in Action, the ministry, Dr. D. James Kennedy's ministry, the late D. James Kennedy. Truth that Transforms. It's going to be a television
program.
That's right, a program. And it's dedicated to Memorial Day. What is the price of freedom? And on this thing, brother, you go through, and the filming was awesome. You can find the pictures on the Facebook. But you go through, okay, here is the price of freedom. We honor these men by what? And turning to the audience and anybody listening and everybody in the country that's going to be seeing this with our actions, our demonstration
of
love.
Yeah.
That's the end of it.
Yeah, and that's, by the way, that is what the church in America has failed to do, is to preach the cross.
No exalting of
Christ crucified.
That's right.
That's the heart. That's the pith and the marrow of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The essence of the gospel. Law without justice is a wound without a cure. Oh, my gosh. Totally. I mean, a man, when he is justified in the one that advocated the crime against him, and justice is actually brought forth unto judgment concerning that criminal that committed the crime, there is an appeasement that takes place between the victim and the criminal when the criminal is dealt with according to the law.
That's right. Yeah. Now, think about that in the terms of this. If you've been victimized and you go to a court, you prove you've been victimized, and the criminal gets let free, is the victim scared? Are they safe? They're going to be living in fear the rest of their lives, and they're not going to have any safety. Why? Because crime was just allowed to run. It's the same thing symbolically to a society. If crime is not punished, then society lives in fear.
And if crime is not punished, then you get Rhode Island, who's trying to advocate pedophilia right now. Or in New York, they're teaching bestiality. Or the President of the United States advocates the morning after pill without a prescription for girls 15 years old. Why would they try to demoralize your kids, friends? Or over in California where they're trying to normalize pedophilia.
Sexual orientation.
See, they've told on themselves, friends. They've been ensnared by the wickedness of their own hands. They've told on themselves. Now deal with them lawfully because there's still good people in the law enforcement system. Tons of them that will deal with them. They need the support of your community.
That's right.
They need the support of the people. Now, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk about, Jake, did you want to hit on anything before I start rolling on this?
I think that's good.
Well, because what I wanted to talk about is at the very beginning of the show, what I started to say is, don't tell me I hate you when I love you. Don't tell me when Jesus sent the prophets, when he said, O Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which were sent unto you, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not. Listen to what I'm telling you. So the prophet came forth to point his finger because he loved, because he wanted to protect, not the other way around. Carnal mind says, what are you trying to do?
Yeah.
Why are you always pointing your finger? But that's the job. Torah means to point the finger, friends.
That's what it means.
That's the function of the law.
Yep.
Not to paint a broad stroke and just say, well, generalize your statement. No, you have to point the finger. And because when the person is pointed out for its sin, not abstract sin, then he or she has to take responsibility for their sin before a just and holy God, who will not at all overlook iniquity in any sense of the word. He will not opt out because you think you and God are homies or something. That's not how it works.
But again, listen carefully. I'm going to say it this way because I'm going to point the finger at America. Because I love. Remember in Psalm 109, David was hated for his love. And David was a prophet. Oh, America, America, you who kill the prophets and don't listen. That's how you kill. You those that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Friends, don't forsake your own mercy by paying attention and observing lying vanities, which never bring about resolve. America, America, you who kill the prophets and stone them which are sent unto you, how often the Lord saith to you, America, what I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, but you would not. The Lord said back, he said, behold, your house is left unto you desolate. It's the same thing when Jesus was going to the cross. Listen carefully. And the women were behind Jesus crying for Jesus because he was going to the cross. What people didn't realize is Jesus was bearing their sin upon that cross. He was the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. He was the propitiation. He was the appeasement of sin, for sin, for the people that were crying for him. But Jesus looked at him and said, listen, don't cry for me. He said, cry for you and your children. That's the message of the prophets right there. If you don't want to right the wrongs, because Jesus said in the same context, he said, listen, if they'll do this in a green tree, when you have as much light as you have today, what will they do when there's a dry tree? In other words, when they have power through oppressive means and totalitarian means, America, what will they do then when they really do have all power and control? Can you imagine this government if you were disarmed? Can you imagine where you'd be right now, friends? You know what? I hear the Spirit of God saying, hey, listen, I know you want to protect yourself, and rightly so. But you know what? You better take care of them babies first. Right the wrongs. And then you'll see a show and a pour of my Spirit through righteousness, and not until then. Right the wrongs, America, and then you'll see my Spirit. Right the wrongs, and then, America, you'll see the revival that you've been looking for. Right the wrongs, America, because it's not over yet. Right the wrongs, Lord, America, because the Lord desires mercy and not judgment. Mercy rejoiceth against judgment, friends. That's in the book of James. That's the New Testament. It's time to awake, America, and right the wrongs, America, and then you'll find mercy, but not without the first steps. Respond to heaven by faith and wait for a Spirit to come, because he won't fail you. I hope you're with me. Now, friends, what I want to talk about really quick. Oh, wow. You know, I was going to talk about this, I think, on Wednesday, and we got caught up into what was going on in our country, and rightly so, it's more important. But I wanted to talk about how when we look at people and the way that the media in America portrays it, it wasn't always like this, by the way. They used to tell the truth, friends, and there's still some out there that do. You know, when Martin Luther King was leading up his civil rights movement, did you know that he was called a communist by those that were committing crimes against the black folks? Listen carefully. He was called a communist by those that were lynching blacks down south. Did you know that he was called a communist by those that actually took a little boy and beat him to death and threw him in the water, named Emmett Till? Did you know that the people that were calling Martin Luther King a communist were actually the head of the FBI, who was a homosexual, by the way, first and foremost, and who had a diabolical hatred for Martin Luther King? And by the way, Martin Luther King was advocating law, judgment unto righteousness, so we could have peace and equality, making reference to the law and not outside of that. I want to talk about this when I get back. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-800 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747. Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. My voice is about gone. Sorry.
We're gonna.
But it's been spent for you, my friends. Right before the break, I was talking about how those that were committing the crimes were trying to tag communism to Martin Luther King Jr. And what's interesting is they were the ones that were lynching black folks. They were the ones killing little boys by the name of, namely, Emmett Till. Others, unnamed, sacrifices for the cause of freedom. And then I finally got to the point where J. Edgar Hoover was a criminal mindset of him. Just a sick, demented man who used to control people through extortive measures. He had a thing for Martin Luther King.
Yep.
And for those that didn't know, all this blackballing that was going on with Martin Luther King, this was coming from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I didn't know that that was their job, Jake. But this is my point. You have an administration today, America. Again, a very small portion of this criminal administration and his little minions that are only being used, that are expendable. If you're listening to me, you are expendable. They could care less about you. They're paying you off. And I want to tell you something, my friend or my brother or sister. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Life is but a vapor, and before you know it, you're going to be standing up in front of my daddy. Because all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, like it or not. And I know it to be a fact. Why? Because he's the one that answers my prayers. You have an administration today doing the same exact thing to you, America, that these criminals did to Martin Luther King. They're accusing you of the injustices that they advocate. I mean, Barack Hussein Obama, Gosnell, what's the difference? They both advocate the exact same thing.
Yes.
Murder of children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But what's interesting here is Martin Luther King was the opposite of a communist. He was a preacher of the gospel. Yep. So did Martin Luther King Jr. go down in history as a bad man or as a good man? Nope. That's as they say, Nathan Howe was right when he said, the spirit of the world is to persecute the living Christians, the living saints, and persecute the living saints, but to praise the dead ones. Everybody loves Martin now, and then they try to tag him to their sleeve and say, man, Martin would love what I'm doing. To this administration who tried it, Martin would be opposing you more than anybody. Right. He'd be showing you down. He'd be spanking you over his knee big time. And we know that through experience.
Yes.
Not that we've been spanked, but we spent enough time with Andrew Young to know what Martin was really about. He was a prophet of God. What about Eric Little? Eric Little of Scotland refused to run a heat at the 1924 Olympic Games in Paris because the race was scheduled on a Sunday, which his faith taught him would violate the Sabbath. Exodus, the fourth commandment. You know, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. You know what his countrymen labeled him as? A traitor for obeying God. Listen carefully, friends. You're a traitor when you obey God, his country said about him. No, but he stood his ground. That man of God did. Though they labeled him as a traitor. Here, let me show you how God interjected mercy and his faithfulness. Little managed to negotiate an unheard-of switch from the 100-meter race he had been scheduled to run to the 400-meter, for which he had not trained. Yeah. Later in the week, Little won the race and was showered with Olympic glory. Woo! Why? Because he obeyed God, friends. He obeyed God.
If I even think of just that, I just watched that. They made a movie about it.
There's an anointing on that, yeah.
And I'm just thinking about the impossibility of a man who went into the Olympics. This is the best in the world. He was going to run the 100. He would not compromise his values. To end up running a 400, you can't train within a week to win a gold medal in the Olympics. And he sets a record.
Yeah, but what the Lord said to Eric, since you stood, I'm going to show you now what I can do. Just like Secretariat.
That's right.
Amen.
And then if you look at the end of that, too, notice he didn't spend the rest of his career gloating in his fame.
No.
He immediately packed his bags shortly thereafter and went to become a missionary in China, where people remember him there for the gospel that he preached.
And he died.
Yep.
A young man.
Yes, he
did. A young man.
He's in his 40s.
Benedict Arnold. What about Benedict Arnold? Everybody thought that he was a patriot, yet when he was exposed, he was found to be a man that committed high treason against his own country.
Yes.
Benedict Obama. Benedict Attorney General Eric Holder.
Yep.
Come on! Hey, don't shout me down, folks. It's true, and you know it.
Yes, it is.
Benedict Obama. Obama Hood. Steal from the rich, give to the poor. Create dependence. Go to those dependents, Mao Zedong said, and overthrow the old with the young. Oh, okay, that sounds familiar.
Go find a use for the illegal.
But I told the
criminals.
Young, Jake, I've told thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
I've literally told thousands, I'm talking about in their face, I've told thousands and thousands of the older generation, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
And they're all there right to nod along with what you're saying, as if I was talking about a third world country or something. If I described the crimes of this administration to the American people, they would think I was talking about a third world dictator. Nope, I'm not.
Not in America. That
nope.
Can't happen.
That's where it's happening. But they thought Benedict was a good guy when, in fact, he was a bad guy. What about Ben Franklin? One of the least religious signers of our Constitution. As the governor of Pennsylvania, this is what he did, that man of God. He issued statewide prayer proclamations. Least religious signer.
Yeah.
He recommended Christianity
hated
in public
religion.
Schools. Least religious signer.
Can't stand
he was a
Bible.
Financial supporter for one of the Great Awakening preachers, George Whitefield. Really? One of the least religious
can't
signers.
Can't stand that religion.
Benjamin Franklin boosted church attendance, that least religious signer. He also called for chaplains and daily prayer at the Constitutional Conventions.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, what's interesting is...
pretty good for at least religious signer.
Thank you. I was just going to say
that.
Now what do you have? You have a Christian in the White House supports America's sworn enemies and has atheists going to the military to harass our chaplains. Well, military, let me just remind you of something for those that are listening to me. You know what? It's the home of the brave. And there's a reason they say that. You're in the military. Stand up and play the man. That's why America stands behind you. Not to capitulate or to cower in the face of an atheist. Deal with the atheist. preach the gospel. Paul, when he was thrown in jail, his chains were magnified in the palace. Read the book of Philippians. It emboldened his brothers to preach more boldly. Why? Because they seen his chains. We know you're under attack, but America, they're in the minority that are attacking you. Way. Remember what Saul Alinsky said? We just got to give them the deception that we're a lot bigger and more powerful than we really are. No, that's why he's going over to Mexico to try to turn a foreign government on you, friends. A foreign people on you. Why? Because it's foreign to America. Wow. Hey, listen, I can see why people would think I was hating them. I totally can. I mean, if I got both of my eyes closed, my ears closed,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just batting over the head.
La, 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 la.
That's exactly right. I mean, some people you can transport to the sun, and they have their eyes they're closed so tightly they can't even see the sun, Jake.
Yeah, they won't believe you.
No, that's like saying the sun doesn't give off light. Well, keep your eyes closed. No, love gives off. What does it give off? It gives off virtue. It gives off what? Results. Action.
That you can walk in. That's tangible.
What about Jesus Christ, man? They said of Jesus, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by the devil, the prince of the devils, Beelzebub.
Makes sense.
Matthew 12:24. So they were calling Jesus Christ the light of the world who came unto his own. But, what does it say in the book of John? He came unto his own, but his own received him not. Interesting. Very interesting. The religious people of the day called him the devil. You know, it's like, it kind of reminds me a little bit when, you know, people say, man, Bradley's really a radical dude. Radical? Man, I'm...
Let's get perspective.
Hey, let me tell you something, friends. Almost on a nightly basis, when I'm praying, I want to tell you how unradical I feel when I see babies being killed and our children being attacked by a radical homosexual agenda. Now, that's radical. And shame on you... for standing back and allowing it. I'm asking the Lord for answers to deal with the Jerry Sanduskys of the world.
Yep.
And the Gosnells of the world. And the crimes of this administration. And not just in our country, but also all across the globe. Because there's Christians all over this world that are suffering. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, I've read this portion.
That a boy. Should read it. I like that, Jake. Right.
Every freedom-loving man has two fatherlands in his own and America. Today, America is the hope of every enslaved man because it is the last bastion of freedom in the world.
Amen.
Only America has the power and spiritual resources to stand up as a barrier between militant communism and the people of the world. It is the last dike holding back the rampaging floodwaters of militant communism. If it crumples, there is no other dike, no other dam, no other line of defense to fall back on. America is the last hope of millions of enslaved people. They look to it as their second fatherland. It lies in their hopes and prayers.
Amen. 1 John 3:18, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Bradley Dean, Facebook, or Sons of Liberty Radio. Talk to you.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.